May we remember that God's love for us is abundant and to share abundantly. Amen. Amen. In our gospel today, Jesus is asking us to take a look at our priorities as individuals and as a society. So more companies only offer part-time employment, and there are many reasons a business may do that. But an outcome of this decision is zero benefits that are not completely covered in cost by the individual, if benefits are even offered to a part-time employee. Many people can't make a living on one part-time job, so they then piece together more part-time employment simply to make ends meet and hope that nothing goes wrong, like the car or their health. And if someone has been incarcerated, finding employment is excruciatingly difficult. In the United States, we, through our tax dollars, spend around $80 billion a year on incarceration. We pay more for incarceration than we do for our schools. SNAP, which is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, is our country's most effective anti-hunger program. It helps 1 in 8 Americans to be able to afford a basic diet. And most SNAP participants are children, seniors, or people with disabilities. And every time the farm bill, which includes SNAP, is up for renewal, which it is this September, our elected representatives want to tie food to work, which is making assumptions that, one, people aren't already working, and two, that SNAP participants are people who do not want to work. So I will share with you that during seminary, I had to make decisions about whether to put my family on Medicaid and CHIP or to take on more student debt so that they and I could have quality health care. I had to make the decision to take on more student debt to keep us off SNAP. And this was with my wife working full time. We fail ourselves when we fall into the traps of they didn't do, insert whatever it was they didn't do here, they deserve what they get because they, insert whatever it was they did here. We fail ourselves when we fail to take the time to understand systemic systems and the roots of these systems. And it is hard to find all the roots that lead to one single cause. Because when we try to lump it down to one word like discrimination, it leaves too much unsaid and unspoken, too much to be misinterpreted, too many lives and their struggles unheard. People become numbers and not lives seeking meaning and purpose and decent futures for themselves and their families. Systemic systems have to be broken down. Systemic systems need to be broken down into finite pieces to understand how it all fits together, to figure out the answer to questions like, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill? Each person must find which piece of a very large system calls them towards doing justice, to be able to say, stretch out your hand and be there, stay there, long enough to see the restoration, to be part of the restoration. Amen.